You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. My name is Brad. We've got Coach Lindsay Parry with us once again. Lindsay, nice to have you on and touch base.
Who's it, Brad?
Very good. And I'm glad you said it. Just for our international viewers, Hoosit means how's it, which is a very South Africanism. And today we're talking about something called DOMS, which is an international term, delayed onset of muscle. Is it stiffness or soreness, Lindsay?
Soreness. Delayed onset of muscle soreness.
Every time I see DOMS, I think of DOM, which in South Africa means stupid. That's in Afrikaans. And it reminds me of a radio campaign. I think it was a TV ad campaign as well, where they were talking about freedom and either you're free or you're dumb, but that's a whole nother story. So let's talk about DOMS. And it's a short question. That was a very long intro for a very short question, I might add. It was posted by Mike Smith in the forums. Mike wants to know, what's the best and fastest way to recover from DOMS? Before we talk about the recovery, let's just touch on what is DOMS, what causes it, and then let's talk about the recovery.
Yeah, so it's called delayed onset of muscular soreness. And the reason for the name is that typically when we overdo it with exercise, it's actually 48 and depending on how bad the damage was, 72 hours before we get to the peak level of pain. So you might feel a bit of discomfort the next day, but it's day two. And then if you've done something like run 80 plus Ks or 50 plus miles, you know, then at 48 and even 72 hours, it will really be as it's sourced, and that's where the name comes from. But essentially, it's any time we really overdo the exercise. So that could be strength work in the gym or doing a workout that we have never done before, or running in a race and pushing ourselves to a new place, a place where we've never been before.
Let's talk about the recovery. Is there a way to speed it up? Or is it sit it out and ride it out, wait for it to go away, and then start training again?
No, we definitely can speed up the recovery slightly, but we do need to be mindful of the fact that that is caused, and the pain you're feeling is swelling. So it's caused by little micro tears in the muscle, and those little micro tears bleed into the spaces between the muscles, and there really isn't much space in those muscles, and hence the pain that you're feeling because of the swelling. So we can minimize the pain in the short term by doing a couple of things, which I'm going to get into now. But the important thing is that the muscle does need time to heal. So we don't want to do things that reduce the swelling but also slow down the healing. And most people think that going out for a recovery run and an easy run is a good way of speeding up that recovery. But in actual fact, while it may help with the flushing of the muscles and reducing the swelling and reducing the pain and release of endorphins, which is a natural opiate that we release in our own body, so all of those things might make you feel better. But because of the eccentric nature of running, muscles lengthening while when you hit the ground and your muscles doing their shock absorption job, it actually slows down the actual recovery of the muscles, and it can lead to scar tissue formation, which means that as you go along, your muscles are going to become less flexible and you create little weak spots. So you can do gentle cycling, you can do swimming. So those are forms of exercise that will not cause unnecessary stress to the muscles, but it will also flush blood through the muscle. So it does help to speed up that reduction of swelling without slowing down the actual healing of the muscles. And then there are a couple of sort of complementary things that you can do to reduce that inflammation. Ice baths, what's important to note is that this does not work for everybody. So ice bath may work fantastically well for some people. And generally, I tell people the way you'll know if it works for you is if it's crazy sore afterwards, like an ice bath is for me, then it's probably not the best thing in the world for you. But if it's sore while you're in it, but then afterwards you do feel a little bit of relief, then the ice bath probably does work for you. Very gentle massage. So more of a therapeutic massage rather than a sports massage is also a good way to go. Things like compression garments have been shown to also reduce that time, but not running until you are pain-free is the best way to proceed from a running point of view, and to rather slot in some cross-training like cycling or swimming.
Lindsay, let me just ask a follow-up question here. Obviously, it's a normal function of your body that this happens when you push it beyond where you used to. Should you be getting DOMS in your regular training? Obviously, if you're running an ultramarathon or a marathon's a race or a session that you're pushing really hard, is this something that is normal? Should you be getting it often, or should you not be getting it often?
No, so a little bit of stiffness and mild discomfort 24 hours after doing maybe a speed work session is fine. But with 48 hours, you should be feeling better. So that would not be DOMS. That would be, for me, more typical of the type of stiffness you should be feeling. DOMS, 48 hours, means that you've really pushed yourself too far. It's quite common with strength training, especially for people who haven't done strength training for a long time, because it's much harder to pitch the level. I mean, if you haven't done strength training for a long time, a couple of lunges, even static lunges, you know, a couple of squats is way more than you've done. And you think to yourself, oh, I'm a runner, so how could a couple of squats possibly hurt? But you're using muscles in a way that you haven't used them for so long. And so it often happens with strength training. But as long as you are careful afterwards and you don't do too much running, then you probably won't make that mistake more than maybe one more time. If you make the mistake a second time, by that stage, your body will actually have caught up, and then you probably won't push the gym to the extent that it does that to you.
I find it's not just strength training, Lindsay, it's gardening. Gardening is my.
Well, gardening is strength training because you're squatting, you're on your haunches. So, yeah.
Away from gardening.
Yeah, good plan.
Thank you very much for that, Coach. Much appreciated. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back again in a couple of days. Take care.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, we're giving away 3 months' access to the Coach Parry Training Club to the value of 1,000 Rand at the end of this month. So if you would like to stand a chance of winning, simply leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you're listening to this podcast on. And don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with, or you'd like to run as well as we know you can, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.